Go ahead.
Bust some rhymes.
Go ahead real quick.
No.
Yes, sir.
It's KK on the beat.
When I call you, better pull up, nigga. Bring me some protection. Bloody bottoms, I see pyros and these G's up in my section. Don't rub neither, I fuck with the ethers. I don't need no feature. I'm too blessed, I can't be stressed. I got the crystals and a reach. If a nigga wanna do that, we can do that. Test him against them, I have a nigga blue back. Pull up on my niggas, all my niggas with the trauma. We can play 007, shoot out if you wanna. Honor, respect your honor, cold like a tundra.
What's up, y'all? Robbie D checking in. We back in the purple room with it on another episode of Pillow Talk Podcast, okay? Make sure y'all subscribe. Y'all already know. I be telling y'all, but y'all act like y'all don't be knowing, so make sure you subscribe and follow Pillow Talk everywhere. Gotta give a shout out to Tracy Lynn with the pull up. Tracy Lynn with the pull up, one of the artists that's in the hip hop rotation playlist that we'll be dropping this week. I really love Tracy Lynn. Shout out to Wisconsin. I just want to give a shout out to Wisconsin because y'all be doing a thing. People act like they don't be knowing that. But I know. So in the building today, y'all, I am super duper excited. We got some guests, long overdue, first off. I'm gonna let that slide. Long overdue. But we got Master Plan Productions in the building. Yes. What's good? You know what I'm saying? They can't see you. They can't see you. So what's up? What you shiny?
Yeah, I saw my forehead.
You glistening a little bit? That's all right. Good skin.
Yeah.
Good skin.
Yeah.
So welcome to the Purple Room. Welcome to Pillow Talk. How y'all feeling?
Pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good.
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling amazing. It's what it's about.
Yes, for the feeling amazing. I love you. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm excited to have you here, Master Plan Productions, Jeremy. So, I mean, I don't want to just say you the CEO, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to let you, you know, give us a little spiel first off on just, you know, your business and everything you got going on with that.
All right. Appreciate it. Well, everyone, my name is Jeremy Winters, so I am the CEO and founder of Master Plan Productions, and just a little bit about Master Plan Productions. It is, I don't like to just call it a record label. A lot of people call it a record label, but we're actually an entertainment company, meaning that we do music, videos, we do events, promotions, distribution. We actually are working on trying to a distribution deal and trying to get some publishing going. So we're more than just a record label just in the music industry. We're trying to do entertainment overall, from even cartoons. I even have a special cartoon that I'm working on. I'm reading this book called Save the Cat that actually shows writers how to write plots and things like that.
Oh.
This book is literally teaching me how to write the cartoon that I'm trying to get out.
Nice.
So, little thing about Master Plan, I founded it.
Okay.
In 2013, when I was I believe it was sophomore year in college. Shout out to SIUC.
SIU, woo woo, woo woo. Saluki in his beat.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
an Egyptian dog. Don't disrespect
me. don't do it. Don't
let
do
me know.
It.
I'm not enlightened. Let me know.
Oh, dude. Shout out to Salukis.
He's a red bird. He went to Illinois State.
Oh, okay.
Let me know, son.
That's Illinois State.
Yeah, y'all cool. Y'all.
Oh, for sure.
But no, I started, it came up out of my head, you know. Y'all know how y'all seen the Life Raid, y'all seen the movie Life Raised Boom Boom Room. You know,
absolutely.
It was in his head. You know?
Absolutely.
That was the stage I was in, you
okay.
know. So I was like, all right, this Master Plan. So I was listening to the album called Mastermind. It was made by Rick Ross. Mm. That album came out, and everything about the album, I actually sat down and listened to it. I'm a huge Rick Ross fan. So
okay.
Everything about the album spoke to me about what I want to do with music and business overall. Mm. So, and when he was speaking to me, I mean, Diddy, you know, executively produced the album. So a lot of that album was really remakes of Biggie's music and stuff like that. But it inspired me to, oh man, it had a plan in what their music was and what Ross was saying in his music. And I was able to develop a plan just like Blueprint with Jay-Z. So I'm putting these album names and what these artists is talking about in their music. And I'm kind of like, all right, well, from this, I'm going to create this. From what Jay-Z doing, from what Diddy, all these moguls in the industry, I'm kind of creating something, something that they're doing and and then putting all this together.
Yeah.
So, all right, and that's why I kind of came up with the name Master Plan, because it's more than just a blueprint. It's more than mastermind. I'm the mastermind of it, but it's a whole plan to get us to the success of what we're trying to go to. My dreams is to make their dreams happen. You know, this is my brother. He sings, and I have other artists and stuff like that, and other producers that we're all not there, but we're growing together. You know, and I want to be able to be that next big powerhouse that comes out of the Midwest, like a QC or Rockefeller or something like that. But we don't have no big powerhouse record labels or no big powerhouse entertainment company that's coming out of the Midwest like that. So I kind of want to be that, and that's what I want Master Plan to be. And I want it to be that platform to where underground artists or unheard of artists or artists that don't have a name to come out and go come and give them a chance to get their name. You know, I'm not really focused on working with people that already have a name. Because you have a name already. Good. Mm-hmm. Everybody know who you are. I salute you. I support you. I'm focused on the people that's trying to get up, because that's where I'm at. You know, I'm at the bottom. I'm at the bottom of this is Master Plan. We ain't nobody. Mm-hmm. I'm just keeping it straight 100. So I want to focus on the people that's trying to get somewhere and that's really trying to get up. So when they see when we up, oh yeah, y'all know.
Yes, you fucking can.
All right, Ben. So I want to be with the people like, yeah, when people see Master Plan, I want to be, oh yeah, that's Master Plan. I don't want them to be able to see me, oh yeah, that's Jeremy Winters. No, when you see me, see Master Plan. That's why I have a team of other people that's around doing other things for me. Mm-hmm. Not just for me, but they're doing it for themselves as well, but it's for Master Plan. Anything that my people do, I don't like saying like that, but anything that we do it for each other, and we do it for Master Plan. Like, the events that we have, we're in business with Tribe House. Shout out to Tribe House.
Shout out to Tribe House.
Yeah, my mate Tribe. So, Derek and Gabby, I love y'all to death, man. But, you know, we're in business with them because they gave us a home to even operate. And they see the dream that I have. My team sees the dream, and they see the dream that we have, and they see the support that I have. So they're like, well, we want to support that as well, just like you. Like, you see what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, you know, shout out to you, too, helping us, you know, trying to get on a bigger platform. You know, because we have the tools, we have the talents, we just need to get out there now. We have the work ethic. We have everything in place. Now I'm like, okay, now it's time for us to be seen. You know, we getting the content together. We got some content. We're working on more content. But it's all within time, and it's all within the plan. You know, if everybody think you're supposed to get in the studio and just go. No, you have it's an actual plan into this industry, into this music. Not even just music, but in the entertainment industry. Like, it's a plan that you have, and I kind of have this. I want to say I have the steps, but I have the experience from others and people that I know that I've been dealing with in the South and in the past and in Chicago and things like that. So I developed my own philosophy of how to make this shit happen. And believe it or not, I started it. Like I said, I dreamed. I had it going in.
You had a dream.
Had a dream. It's a raised boom boom boom. But I officially got it on paper. I got it to run the business, EINs, all that stuff. You know, got funded, got money, ooh, up there in 2021.
Okay.
So now, Master Plan is actually born. I'm here, 2021.
Yes. Let's give it up for the origin story, first off. Let's give it up for the origin story. Every good business needs an origin story on how it got started. So thank you for giving us that. I fuck with that.
That's the story of how Master Plan was born.
Nice.
I've had this dream since I was a kid, and it started off from a program that me and him started called Artist Skill Enhancement, ASC. We started this graduated from Simeon. Shout out to Simeon, class of 2012. Yes.
Okay, shout out to Simeon.
We started the program because our school is huge on sports. If anybody know about Simeon, y'all know everything is about sports in the school. And me, myself, personally, I was a baseball player. He's a swimmer. I had no chance surviving on the baseball team.
I'm dead. So, I'm dead.
I did everything I could, but it was I couldn't keep up. But I had to find my way. So I'm like, okay, I ain't gonna be able to do this. I gotta do something. I'm a diehard go-getter, entrepreneur, whatever the hell you wanna call it. Whatever people see in me, I'm going to go get what I want. Gotta have it. So, and I'm not materialistic and anything like that. But my dreams, my mom always told me, make your dreams a reality. She's here. She's no longer here with us, but I, you know, keep all of her lessons and, you know, love and everything like that with the, you know, with me, just to keep me going and, you know, and yeah. So just me being me, you know. Mm-hmm. Started Artist Skill Enhancement. That was hell. It was hell. So I'm gonna let him explain more of it. But when we got it started, ASC, after I left high school, graduated from high school. I don't want to say left. I graduated all 4 years. Yes. Sophomore in college year, I'm like, all right, I'm trying. I was part of the BIB program, the Blacks Interested in Business.
Nice.
RSO, and I was over the. What was that we had? I can't forget. I can't think of that. We was doing the American Idol. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember American Idol.
Yeah, we were doing it. I was the event coordinator for two of those years.
Nice. What season? Who was on there when you was doing it?
I can't think of it.
Because, you know, all of them.
I wasn't a judge.
After Ruben studied.
No.
Not American Idol.
I'm talking about SIU.
Okay.
It was cool. But that honestly what made me get on. I want to start promoting events, doing all the events and stuff like that. And, you know, when I listened to the album with Mastermind, that's what started Master Plan. Running to them, I'm like, okay, man, we get you. But it was like I said, it was always a dream. Ooh, I'm there now, 2021, got it going. We're here, 2023, now we're here.
Nice.
Hard work still is. I still work harder than ever now because I have it, and I now honestly see what people say. It's easy to get it, but it's hard to maintain it.
Absolutely.
Like having a business, you actually do pay taxes, whether you're making money or not.
Mm-hmm.
So paying taxes is a motherfucker, and I hate it, but it's cool. The money that we making, we ain't making no money.
So let's get a little bit into kind of the starting points on when you got it up and going. So finally, you got it launched 2021. What were some of like the first steps you took to kind of establish your presence, you know, as an entity like that?
Getting my team together first.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the people who actually not just believe in me. Everybody believes in me. I have a lot of people that believe in me. But belief is just not enough.
Yeah.
You know, people that's actually wanting to work, not just for me, because you're not working for me, you're working for yourself. Mm-hmm. All my artists know that. Like, you know, anybody that I work with, that's part of Master Plan, you're doing this for yourself because we're building this together. It's not a thing I just started and we got $1 million and hey, I'm bringing you on. No. We're building this together, trying to make it happen, trying to make this happen. So everything that I'm doing, I want to make it in-house. So, and it's only a few amount of people that I actually trust that be able to help me get what I'm trying to get done, you know, as far as what we're doing with Master Plan. As far as what we're doing with Master Plan right now, we're focusing on building finances, because that's the first and foremost thing in promotion for our music.
Okay.
You know, so, and how we're focusing on the finances right now, we're doing events. We do have merch coming soon.
Nice, nice. Start,
you know, selling our merchandise and stuff in our events.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to talk about some things. But, yeah, so we're doing it. And I can honestly let Aaron, you know, he's my right-hand man.
Shout out to Aaron in the cut, y'all. Shout out to him. He over there in the cut right now.
He's chilling, man.
Just chilling. So what is your role with Master Plan? What is your role?
I kind of do some of everything, to be honest with you. I say I'm an artist. I help with some management if I need to. I'm a curator, event planner if need be. Nice. Whatever you need me to do, I'm kind of right there, you know. So
okay.
That's kind of what I do with Master Plan. Yeah, we actually got a event coming up this month. March 25th, the No Phones Allowed edition, Spring Bash. Mm-hmm. Man, it's gonna be stupid. I want you to come through. It's gonna be crazy.
Absolutely.
Man, it's gonna be stupid, man. Like, it's from 9 to whenever. 9 p.m. to whenever.
Nine
it's
to
actually
whenever.
Held at the Tribe House. So again, shout out to Tribe for letting us hold this event there. But yeah, like, if y'all don't got tickets, tickets are on Eventbrite right now. Just look up No Phones Allowed Edition Spring Bash 2023. Your phone is allowed. Don't get it twisted. You could bring your phone. So don't act like you can't bring. You could bring your phone. But no, that's the thing. So it's going to be nuts. So that's just. Title just let you know how stupid it's gonna be.
Okay, look, it's a lot of don't tell nobody after this that's gonna be going on. Don't let anybody know.
You know what they say about Vegas? Like,
It stays there. Don't do shit else. So, I mean, like, what sets, you know, your guys's business aside from a lot of others? Because we are kind of in a time right now where everybody wants to be independent and they want to go to independent labels and everybody feels like they can, you know, outsource to up and coming. So how do you set yourself aside from other, like, businesses?
I feel like what kind of sets us aside is that, like, we are independent. Everybody in the business is independent. Like, it's no... You're signing your life away to this company. You're doing this. You're doing that. You're literally, when you come a part of MP, it's like about what you can offer to the table and what we can offer you, how we can work hand in hand to build and go to the next level. So that's kind of what sets us apart. You know, we're just not out for the right now. What can we do right now? We're kind of the long run company, you know? So we want to set it, we want to establish a relationship with you. We want to know who you are as a person, as an artist, as a curator, whatever you do. We want to know what you want to do and how we can help each other to go to that next level. And a lot of companies won't give those artists that one-on-one and independent time, you know, and that's kind of what we are trying to establish. You know, when we bring in other people, we want somebody that's just not looking for it right now. We want somebody who's looking to build and to grow and go to the next level.
Nice, absolutely. And you need that. You need that type of foundation if you want to really, like, evolve. You need people that's in it for the long run that can help you too as you grow. So I like that you said that. That's really dope. So how do y'all know, you know, what's a good artist? What are some things that you look for in regards to having an artist be a part of your team?
Well, first and foremost, when I look at, I tell every artist this, the first thing I look at is your confidence. Do you believe in yourself first? How can I believe
facts
if you don't believe in yourself? Whether you good at what you do or if you sound like complete shit, have confidence in what you created.
Even with the shit. Even if you sound like shit, have confidence with the shit.
If you're sitting in your bathroom and you're shitting on the toilet, you have confidence because you're by yourself. But yes, you have confidence that you know, well, you should have confidence. It's going to come out of the body. You drink some water. You're constipated. But have confidence in your shit. That's the only
that's
way.
That's very true.
That's what gets me intrigued. Because now I can at least, that's why I can start from there. Mm-hmm. At least he or she has confidence in themselves. Mm-hmm. Now I just have to show them how they use their confidence.
Yeah.
charge for it. Like, we offer free classes down at Tribe every Sunday.
Free.
Free artist development classes. Free. Every Sunday.
The Big Energy Boot Camp every Sunday.
Nice.
Hosted by Skylar Tate. It's down at Tribe. I want to say from 12 to 2.
Nice.
From 12 to 2. So every Sunday. So come through. It's so free artist development.
What's the things that y'all, what are some of the things that you talk about in artist development?
Just how to, you know, just how to, so we do exercises. We do breathing. We do stage performance. We work on just how to be an artist as a whole, you know, not only how to hold yourself accountable when it comes to vocal, but how to, you know, give energy on a stage and how to actually perform and how to actually, you know, present yourself when it comes to, you know, one-on-one human interactions. We work on how to do interviews, you know, how to, you know, answer questions, how to, you know, just go around, all around artist development. So that's just kind of something, you know, that every artist needs. So, and a lot of places you got to pay big bucks for that. So we giving it out for free, you know. Yeah,
as they perform.
Every single Tuesday, Tribe House holds their open mic.
Oh.
Oh, my bad. Every single Tuesday, Tribe House holds their open mic, and they got a live band, everything. And they actually do critiques on music as well, so it's even more artist development. So.
Now, see, now, hold on now. How important is it to have your stuff critiqued? Like, how important is constructive criticism?
Very important. It builds character.
Absolutely.
It builds character and strength. If you get able to take being criticized in front of others, in front of your peers and strangers, and be able to say, okay, because it's not you being talked about, it's this is what you're working on. Mm. I hate the word, to this day, I still hate the word potential, but I understand, you know, because potential means you haven't done it yet. So, and personally, I believe don't tell me what I haven't done.
Okay.
But
okay.
At the same time, in reality, you haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
You can do potential says you can do it, but you haven't done it yet. So, you know, I've always been in that fight with the word potential, but I do understand what the word means. So it goes back to when I say have confidence in yourself, because you can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this. And when I call myself and tell an artist you have potential, so I just use the word out. So I'm like, have to do myself. But overall, it's just how you go about it.
Yeah.
You go about everything. And usually, and honestly, being receptive, you know, not, let me take that back, receptive.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be receptive to the criticism.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been learning with my team for the longest, because I've always, every, you know, coming up, I've always been the boss man, or everybody does what Jeremy wants, or what Jeremy says. But as we get older and everybody start learning different talents and, you know, coming up and, you know, knowing other people, it's kind of like, all right, Jeremy, you know, we do have stuff too. We know things, and we know people as well. So it's kind of like, all right, it ain't just Jeremy know everything. Now I'm learning, all right, I can fall back. Let me sit back and learn from them.
Yeah.
And let me sit back and...
That's probably why I'm sitting here, man, because I'm the one that say, fuck what this dude told me.
It's the honesty. It's the honesty for me.
You gonna do this?
No, bro. I'm the fuck I want.
I want to do this. I get you. Yeah, I get what you want to do, but we need to do this. I hate it because you know, it's me. I want to do what I want to do, but at the same time, that's why I have the team around me, because I don't have just a bunch of yes men around me.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I'm the leader, but the leader doesn't always have the answers. That's why you have a team.
Absolutely.
You can throw the ball. I don't always have to dribble the ball. I don't always have to shoot the ball. I can pass the ball. I can't get past this. Or I can't, I can't get through this or something. I have a team that help me.
Yeah.
In making the decisions, you know, at the end of the day. Yeah, I'm going to always make the final decisions, but I have the team that's going to help me make these decisions.
Absolutely.
And because they're helping me make the decisions, and that must keep them engaged as well. Where Jeremy just going to do what the hell he want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always want to preach that to them, like their opinions and their, whether I agree with it or not, we're a team. And I'm like, all right, I hate it. Like, I'm the leader or not, but still majority rules win. We set those rules in place. Like, we have our meetings and everything. We set our own laws in place where, yes, if I'm out of line, I get fined. Like, I think one of our meetings we had, I was fined $100. I went off. So,
yeah. Okay. I'm taxing.
Yeah, boss man or not.
What was the fine? What was the fine for?
I was cutting people.
Probably cutting what people off.
What you done
off.
Did? Oh.
Like when you know when somebody got the floor, you got the floor, so you don't want to cut nobody off.
Oh, so you like to cut people off?
Exactly.
Noted.
You know when it get pretty, sometimes noted. Those conversations get pretty heated, and you know everybody wants to be heard. So, you know. Yeah.
Noted.
Us in check. Mm-hmm. You hear? Like, he's on the executive team. He's our head producer. He's also our sergeant in arms. He keeps us in check. He's that. His name is Herb. You know, Big Swerve. Shout out to Big Swerve. But he keeps everyone in check because that's what you sometimes he don't play the sides. He's unbiased. He's not. I feel like this one. No, he's everybody cool out. You know, if we get fined, like I said, I got fined $100. Mm. And I'm the leader. I'm the boss man.
I know, but I feel that though.
Yeah, so, but that's what keeps me level headed. You know, that's what keeps me humble. You know, yeah, everybody know. Yeah, okay, you boss man, all that. But we a team here. So when I fuck up,
for the accountability. No, I like that. It definitely seems like you guys are like a family, and you know how to work well with each other. And that matters if you want it to function and like last. You gotta know how to make that shit work. So I commend y'all for having some type of order that works for y'all, cause that matters.
Within the executive team itself.
Yeah.
If we gonna
that matters.
Telling other people what to do, we gotta be able to hold ourselves accountable as well.
So even though y'all are not just a record label, obviously, you know, you're entertainment, you do other things, but I do wanna, you know, get your opinion as far as like some of your favorite record labels like throughout history. Is there one outside of Rockefeller that you really admire or you feel like left an imprint, you know, on the music world?
Outside of Rockefeller?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, believe it or not, I Cash Money.
Absolutely.
Cash Money.
Absolutely. For the 99-2000.
I don't know how y'all can sit here and just not, you know, give up.
You answer it. We answer it.
Give up.
Just give your answer.
Recognition to Motown.
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
Motown.
That's what I was going to say. But absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the pioneers of, you feel me, being independent artists. So when we.
We'll go to. Love it. If you think about it, what about. We going to take it back. Chess Records. Everybody know them with Cadillac Records.
Yeah.
But it's Chess Records.
Chess Records, really. You know, they really, y'all seen the movie and the documentaries. And they really have done some.
So what about those two record labels made them so powerful? Because they didn't have a lot initially either. They were just building it up as well. But what do you feel like made them so powerful?
Like with Chess Records alone, Lenny, he was doing exactly what I'm doing. He had his own bar. I don't have a bar. I have three restaurants, but I don't have a bar. King of Wings, shout out to King of Wings. Yes, located in Louisiana. We are bringing a food truck to Chicago soon.
Okay, yes, for the promo. I like food.
King of Wings. But going back to Chess Records, you know, they originated actually here in Chicago. But seeing what Lenny did with what he was trying to do. Yes, he fucked his people over. Definitely did. You know, he's a Jew. I ain't going to speak on religion or nothing, but the way that he took care of his people, he definitely took
absolutely
care of his people. And that's what I honestly feel. Like, at the end of the day, I was raised to be a provider. Mm. I don't have any children or anything like that, but my grandmother and my grandfather was married for 45 years. I've seen my mother and my dad married. You know, they got divorced after 11 years, but, you know, my dad never left. He was always there, my dad, you know. And so my uncles, and so I got that chance to see what it feels to provide and love and not bring. And that's what I feel for them. Like, I don't like my kids or whatnot, but, like, I have that same love. Like, I got to make sure y'all good.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, if something happens to y'all, I'm responsible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got y'all with me. Y'all following my lead. And, you know, I don't want to leave the ship and go straight into the iceberg or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or drive the plane drunk or something. You know. So I try to, you know, let them know that, you know, I do care. You know, and that's kind of where, like, I feel like where a lot of these, even with Motown, you know, they, you know, like, Barry Gordon. They cared about the artists. Honestly, they really cared about
facts
what the artist was going on, and that's why I feel like I'm different in a manager, because really me, I'm a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I manage artists. So, and I put this team together because I know what I'm trying to do, and I'm not trying to just be the only manager. So I'm showing them how to also manage others as well as manage yourself. But it's not just about managing your career. I'm going to manage your career. I got to make sure your life is okay.
Right, you got to make sure you're good.
Your life is in order, you know, because if you're out here doing drugs, or if you're out here raping women, or if you're out here doing who knows what, only Lord knows,
mm-hmm.
you know, it can be detrimental to you. You know, and not even thinking about the brand, you as a person, it can be detrimental to you as a person. You know, and if I rock with you, I consider you family. So it's the same as if I was, you know, seeing him doing something or some crack or some shit like that.
Right,
you
know? Right.
So I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's.
Don't do that shit.
Right, I gotta hold you accountable. And I expect the same thing. If I tell my artists, if you feel like I'm not doing something just because I'm the manager, just because I'm the boss or something, just because if it's something that I'm not doing, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's something I need to do more, let me know. You know, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you, not just with your career, but with your life. Because that's the only way, if your life is together, now you're able to focus on the career. You know, so I actually have, like, platforms and stuff like set in play for my artists. And, like, whenever, that's why we don't have any signed artists.
Because
you're required to have your own lawyer, your own attorney, like you sound does. That's how much I care about you.
Mm.
I want you to be able to care, be able to have an attorney to represent yourself just in case something happened between us.
Thanks.
I want you to already have that.
Thanks.
And as we get bigger and bigger, there's going to be more things that's going to be in play.
Mm-hmm.
Put, for instance, like everyone is going to be required to have their own business. You have to have your own business. You want to be part of master plan.
You have to have an LLC?
You have to have your own LLC operating with an address, making your own money that goes straight to you.
Mm.
Master plan on getting parts of that.
Do you help artists get a business, or they just have to come with it?
I mean, it's I will help them.
Mm. Okay.
If I know the literacy of getting businesses started and things like that. I know, mm-hmm. you know how to get it. It's not hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it depends on capital as well. You know, depending on what you want to do. It's not hard at all. And I don't charge like for that stuff. You know, everybody.
Why didn't you make that a requirement?
Because at the end of the day, if we fall, I still want you to stand. Simple as that. If we fall out, or if anything happens, I still want you as an individual to be able to stand on your own.
Okay.
So, like, if I say for instance, 10 years down the line, we big time and all, we walk the band, we get your business and all. Okay. All right, if something happens, all right, we can no longer do business. Split ties, but you keep everything, you keep your business.
Right.
That's why I said it's required for you to have that, because I want you to be able to, if there's no guarantee in music. There's no guarantee that everybody's going to make $1 million. But if you're out there at least still making you some money, and you don't make it as an artist, you still got something to fall back on.
Thanks.
I still want my artists to have a plan B.
Nice. Yeah, that's what the master plan is about. Minorities in Chicago, ourselves, man, we just don't know how to step out there, you know, and don't know those avenues to take to create our own business.
Right.
Which is why we end up in the same, you know, position over and over again. Mm-hmm. So we want to, you know, break that chain, you know, whether you are with Master Plan or not, you know, we want you to be able as an individual, as an African American, as a black person to be able to stand on your own too and exactly. have it better for the next generation and for your kids. Yes. We, as a production company, we want to create generational wealth, not only for our families, of course, you know, that's a given, but for yours too, you know. So if music isn't the route that happens to be, you know, given to you through God or through whatever situation, we want you to know, or we want you to know how to, you know, that no, that's not the only avenue. You can do this, you can do that, you can do that, and it can be yours. You don't have to work for anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and
absolutely.
That's that.
I love that, because we have got to push generational wealth for sure. Like, it's so important, and in so many other ways too, definitely with LLCs, but that can change mind states with generational wealth and, you know, mental health, everything. If you're living different, you know, you thinking different, you breathing different, so that's important.
Steve Harvey brought up a good, I don't know, I'm referencing Steve Harvey, but Steve Harvey brought up a good example. He said a tick, you know what a tick is, right? They latch on you. But they have they could jump up to, what, 30, they got a, like a 32, 36-inch vertical. Mm. Like, they jump really high, you know? You put a tick in a,
That's a yard, 36 inches.
Yeah, 3 feet. So, 3 feet vertical. But you put a tick in a bowl, and you put a top on the bowl, they jump, and they hit their head. Mm. So they adjust how high they jump, you feel me? Mm. And now they just jump enough
so they don't hit their head.
So they could jump 3 feet, but they only jumping maybe an inch or two just so they don't hit their head. Then they had children in that environment. They only see their mom, dad jumping 2 inches. Mm-hmm. They obtain that same behavior, even though it's a 33-inch vertical in there. Mm-hmm. They only jumping 2 feet because that's all they see their whole life. So you break that with your kids, you break that with your next generation. Man, we can have our kids jumping 3 feet.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You just got to take the lid off.
Yes. I love that. Yes for the analogy, okay? Yeah, first off, because you dropping gems. Yes for that analogy. Absolutely. You can go so much further. I love that.
Showing us how to run these restaurants and stuff like that, so when he's gone, you know, we can take it to another level. Mm-hmm. So, it's about generational wealth, but it's having that starting point first, you know. Mm-hmm. Working for someone making $20,000 a year is different than making $20,000 working for yourself. I felt it. Mm-hmm. I felt it. In my first year of business running my own restaurant, I felt I only made $20,000, coming home after taxes, I'm a little bit less than 19. That's pretty much the same as minimum wage. Mm-hmm. But I have no bill. I have payroll. I was able to pay. I'm learning how to manage and still be able to walk away at the end for myself. Yeah, I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So now it taught me more money management.
Right.
You know, all right, now that you actually have these responsibilities, this is, yeah, you're making all this money, but this is just not your money. This, you have to pay bills.
Yeah. Yep. You got responsibilities.
You have responsibilities. You have to, a lot of people that you have to re-up. You have to all this stuff, the chicken and things that you just sold. You got to make that. You got to buy that right back. Mm-hmm. And you got to pay the people that's making the food, mm-hmm. and you got to keep the lights on so the people can get, so you can pay the people to make the food. So it's a lot that goes on into just running the business and all in the food. And I actually have that experience for a while. And I came back home. I've been in Louisiana for the last 3-4 years. And I came back home to give the knowledge that I have to my friends, because I see everything that we can do. Like I said, it goes back to the word I hate the most, potential. Mm-hmm. But I understand it. I'm like, man, if I show them what I know, we can really blow up. We can take off somewhere. And you know, I ain't even talking about just the fame. I'm talking about financial mm-hmm. basis-wise, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what Master Plan is about. It's not just showing all we just do music. No, we have an actual plan to make sure you're good for the rest of your life.
Facts. Whether you absolutely
rap, sing, do nothing. Whether you, you know, that's what I said. I don't care if you're good or not right now. We'll figure something out for you.
Right.
I just need to know if you're confident and you really want to do something with your life.
Right. Absolutely. So, Aaron, you said you are an artist. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about your artistry. Tell me a little bit about your music.
Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm an R&B artist. Soul artist. You could throw hip hop artist in there if you want to. I don't rap though.
Okay.
But make love music. I make music about life. Music about my experiences. You know, that's just what I do. I'm everywhere right now. My name is Aaron Michael on all platforms. Okay. You can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, anywhere there's music, YouTube. You can find me everywhere. I got I actually got a single out right now called Trip.
Trip?
Yeah, go check it out.
Is it on Apple?
It is.
Yeah.
We might need to go ahead and listen to that. I was going to ask you, you know, if somebody's never heard your music before, how would you describe what your sound is like? You say Aaron Michael?
Yeah, A-R-O-N. M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
You know what? Because we need you to do it because you're the manager. Manager, get to work and search it up. No, I'm just kidding.
You're on the right path. You're definitely on the right path. But that's why I have a team. Because it's like, okay, when you pass it off to me, all right, y'all, this is what we need to do. Hey, as you can see, I said, this is what we do.
Yeah.
All you have to do is type the Michael.
I'm sorry. Right there. I want to make sure. It's a lot of errands. Is the song on here? Trip? Yeah. This is the song right here? Okay. We gonna listen to it. We gonna play some of this because I want to hear, because you, first off, you real cool, chill over here in the cut.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you'll see in my music.
So
my,
we gonna
music
see,
really,
we gonna see what you sound like. We gonna see what you sound like.
My music really,
Ayo, Emmy, you mix that shit, boo.
It tells you my personality.
Chip me up. And you say you don't give a fuck. Girl, you just fuck me up. Now I'm just, damn. Trip me up. And you say you gave up on us. Now I'm just stuck in love. Now I'm just stuck. Damn. Trip me up. It's like you flipped it and hit me up. But girl, I promise can't get enough. And babe, I promise that you're enough. Yeah. Trip me up bad. You know I got it. I got it bad for you. Baby, it's all for you. Thought I'd have you in my life and you hit me up, baby. Thought I'd make this girl my wife and then you switched it up that way, yeah. It was all for you, don't know what I'm gonna do. I know it'll never be another you, oh no.
Hold on a second. Trip, Aaron Michael with the Trip. That's nice. So do you write a lot of songs based around love and just emotional feelings?
I do. I write a lot of songs based around love, around just relationships that I've been through. Stuff that I've done in relationships, stuff that I've seen done to people and relationships, you know.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of my music is really about, you know.
Yeah.
Getting really back to those old bases of R&B and bringing kind of R&B just back to Chicago, you know. Bringing that feel back, you know.
Yes.
Let's spread some love instead of all this drill stuff.
No, you know, absolutely. I agree 100%.
I like to turn up, but, you know.
Yeah.
I like to chill with my lady sometimes, too, you know.
Absolutely. That's grown men right there, okay? That's grown men right there, 100,000%.
No,
I'm an R&B lover all day anyway, even though I work with a lot of rappers. No shade, because I love y'all. keep fucking with me. But I love R&B, so I'm happy that you said that. Because that plays into your mental, too. If you listening to Murder, Murder, Kill, Kill all day, and yeah, then you man, try to go like, home and murder, murder, kill some pussy, it's not gonna fly the way you need it to fly. Grown woman don't want her pussy murdered. I don't want you to murder my pussy.
She don't want you to be mad at
I don't
pussy.
Want you to drill my pussy. You know what That's I'm saying? So I agree 1,000%.
Yeah.
I agree 1,000%. I fuck with that. So are you going to be doing some shows? You got some shows lined up?
Yeah, I'm gonna actually be performing on the 25th.
Okay, so you'll be performing there.
Okay. So yeah, y'all definitely come through, see your boy perform, see me kill the stage. Come through. It's gonna be stupid. I got some other stuff in the works right now.
You got some other stuff in the works.
Yeah, I got an EP, a new album I'm working on. So I got some more singles I'm dropping soon. And an EP coming up soon, shortly after that. So,
what is the EP title? Can we get a scoop in the purple room?
In the purple, you know what?
In the purple room. We just want a name. You ain't gotta, you know what I'm saying? Oh,
yeah. It's gonna be called the Sex Tape.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, the Sex Tape.
It's gonna be called the Sex Tape.
Okay.
That's why I was fucked up then.
Yes.
I was thinking that in my ear. I'm like, oh shit.
The EP is gonna be called the Sex Tape. It's gonna be some interesting songs on there. It's gonna
really
be some
like
very
that.
Some very interesting videos that come along.
I love
that. With
that. Corey Ether.
Yeah, shout out
to Ether. Corey Ether. Definitely gang.
Ether sent me a couple beats that I'm going to be probably putting on the Sex Tape.
Okay.
My boy Herb Swerve is executive producing the Sex Tape. Mm. So, yeah, some crazy stuff that we got coming.
Now, do you feel like R&B is in a crisis right now? Or is it just as thriving as it's ever been?
No, I don't feel like it's thriving as it's ever been because, I mean, R&B used to be what you heard in the car on a daily basis at one point. Mm. But again, I don't feel like it's in a crisis. R&B is never going to go anywhere. Okay. As long as you have women, as long as you have,
Women's Month,
As long as you got, you know, women around and, you know, men that like women. R&B is always gonna thrive, you know.
I like how you say men that like women.
Thanks.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Thanks. No, I fuck with that absolutely. R&B is not in a crisis, but it was conversation that was going on about that last year, feeling as though like a lot of women or people just felt like R&B was dying. But I feel like it wasn't dying. You just gotta listen.
Yeah, nah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
It's not
that. And that too.
I mean, even if you look at it, rappers are trying to do R&B. Rappers are singing now, you know? So, I mean, R&B is always going to be, you know, what it is, you know? People want to vibe out. People want love, you know, at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
That's really what it is. People want to be loved. People want to hear about love. People want to be around love. So as long as you got that, it's always going to be. R&B is always going to win, for sure.
R&B is always going to win. Yeah. Shout out to the R&B lovers.
Big
Do you have a favorite R&B artist right now?
Oh, man. great question. Right now, I'm probably my favorite artist. Honestly, I'm in my bag.
Like, I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm in my bag right now. I'm probably my favorite.
Okay,
artist.
I know that's right.
No, for real.
My brother gives me, and this is why I've been working with him for so long, since we was 14, 15. He gave me that Jamie Foxx vibe.
Ooh. Shout out to Jamie Foxx. Shout out to Jamie Foxx.
When I first heard him sing, you ran off stage.
Yeah, my first performance, I did run off stage.
What?
I had to bring that up, man.
Why?
Man,
was you scared?
Yeah, man. Man, it was just, I was just getting in high school, of course, my freshman year in high school. They had this show, you know, just want to invite everybody that was coming in. Supposed to be there, so. Yeah, and to, you know, just see what the high school was about. It's pretty much an assembly. And, man, I was supposed to perform, which is, I guess that's my favorite artist right now, is Usher. I was supposed to perform Usher.
Yes, Usher.
Yeah, that's been my favorite artist for a while. Usher, Chris Brown, you know, I fuck with all those guys. Okay. But, yeah, I was supposed to perform, and shit, I just ran off stage, man. I was scared of shit. I walked out there. I saw
feel
all
that
people.
Though. At least you was honest. I was
what
scared
it is.
Of
yeah,
shit.
I was scared of shit, man. I saw all those people. I'm like, oh shit. I went back out there though.
Hell
you
yeah,
know.
Got on his ass.
I went back out there though. You know, I ain't never going back down. So.
Okay. Time, you grew. You grew from
that
experience.
I grew from that. You know.
You grew from that.
And you started a whole fucking program on how to get people on stage.
Yeah.
You started a whole program.
I mean, you know, you don't want new artists to experience that, you
yeah.
know, as well. Because that could be detrimental for somebody, too.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Somebody could do that and never come back from it. You
absolutely.
Know? So the less that stuff like that happens, the better.
No, I feel you. I feel you. When I first hosted, like, my first, like, big event, I was sweating so bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad. Like,
and you don't even know why you be nervous.
And
like,
you know, right, I'm talking, but I was sweating. And I was afterwards, I had to get myself together. But I feel that.
You don't know why you be nervous. You just be like, damn.
But it turns into like, like fuel after a certain point, and you just get hype and then you go out there and do your thing.
Our first event.
No, for sure. A little nerves is good, though, you know.
Big Bash, our first big event.
Yeah.
We raised so much money. Sound system.
Yeah, we brought our own sound system.
He came up with that.
Nice.
We were on a concert. This is where me and him, you know, work hand in hand. Like, you're the, what they call it, the visionary, and I'm the implementer. So when he comes up with an idea, I make it happen. Like, hey, bro, we should do this. We got the man, we need this, this, and that. Okay, I'm gonna make it happen.
Okay.
Well, we literally took the entire lunch, the entire teacher's lounge, like every lunch period.
So can
to raise all the money that we needed. We even took the number one candy. You know, every high school got the candy man.
Right, right.
We took the security kept getting on that. He was one of our homies. Shout out to Sherez Hunter. They kept getting on that with him, taking his candy and stuff like that. You know, 12 and all that. But
high school 12.
Right, high school 12 taking his shit. Once we like, bro, we see you got the numbers, we got the people, we got all this product, I need you, come on. It was like that. He's like, all right, bro. He came on, he brought his candy on. He brought his candy in, right? Yeah, he brought his candy in with our candy, and they couldn't touch him no more because now he's part of us, and we already had everything. I don't know where the teacher was eating lunch. We didn't give a damn. Once we got the okay to take the teacher's lounge for every lunch period to sell our candy, yes.
He was in there.
And I had the number one salesman in the school. Like, that's his candy. Buy it. Support him. Support us. If you support us, you support him. So, you know, that's kind of how I put shit together.
Okay.
My talent is I put the pieces of the puzzle together. So it's kind of.
Facts.
All these pieces. This is what we're gonna do.
Facts.
Me and him always play off. That's how we just go. Like, all right, we got this idea. All right, this is what we need to do. All right, this is how back to you. Let's figure this out, man. That's why I have the whole team, because that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
And it's slowly happening. We slowly, I see some of our numbers picking up. You know, we gained a little bit of
good.
Me being a numbers guy, you know, the businessman or whatnot, you know, it's always a business side to art. You know, always a business side to anything that you're doing. You know, I believe in numbers and stuff like that. So I do see a increased business. That, okay, all right, some people starting to do this now. I want to, you know, get us to do more promotions, which is why we out here. Now,
right.
Building the name now. We got to start picking up. Oh, okay, we are here. Like, let's start getting us out there a little bit more. Let's start pushing the train a little bit faster now. You know.
Yeah.
Pulled away from the station. Now we run. I don't want us to slow down and stop. You know, push it a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. You know. And I'm kind of like that.
Facts. We got to give a shout out though. Master Plan Productions, definitely in the building. So I've been grilling y'all very hard these past couple minutes. Now we done with the business. We get into the trivia. So I hope y'all ready. Y'all done had y'all cups of wine. You should be somewhat coherent. Okay. So you got to finish the lyrics.
Ooh, I'm terrible.
It's the unison.
Ooh. But can, before we get started, can I say, I didn't get a chance to ask who was my favorite R&B artist.
You just went to a whole other tantrum just then where you could have mentioned that.
Hey.
So I'm sorry, Jeremy. Crazy. You cannot. All right?
Like,
you just went a whole spiel talking about something else. You wouldn't even think about that no more. You wouldn't even think about that no more.
See, and that's what it get on my mind. Like, yeah. Go back.
Yeah, man.
You
should have said that 30 seconds ago. Interview one-on-one. Follow what's going on. So, let's get into the trivia game. All right, yeah, first up.
Because
if anybody going to get you right, it'll be me. I do a lot of people first interviews, so. Yes. Okay, let's get it. They got it, y'all. Let's get it.
Love is
he literally just says, ooh. It's the collectiveness.
You just gotta hum your way through it.
He literally just hummed it. Okay, yeah, so we're gonna pass on that one. We're gonna go ahead and pass on that one. Alright.
Oh, the penalty, let's
I was thinking about what he's about to say. I'm like, damn.
I feel bad because I know all of these songs. I feel like, but why don't I know the words?
Why don't I know them right now?
Because it's trivia. That's
why don't I know the words?
That's how they get you. Y'all O2 right now.
As soon as we get in the comments, O2.
You know, I'm going to give you half a point for saying TKO.
For real.
I'm going to give you half a point for that. Okay, you ready?
You start talking in reverse.
The way for night. All we'll need is candlelight and a song. Yeah. Soft and long. A new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah.
Come on.
Wanna be me.
Okay, yeah, sing it. Sing it in the mic. In the mic. Period. Yes.
All
your partner saved the day. Your partner absolutely saved the day. They got a whole full ass point. Okay, shout out to the Isley brothers.
Yo. Now you was alive.
I love the Isley.
Oh snap! Okay, next one. Cause I feel like now y'all on the roll now. We on the roll now, y'all. We on the roll now, y'all. Okay. We on the roll now.
You gotta stop saying stuff. She gonna skip over the ones you're saying.
Not that one.
War is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Period. Shout out to Eddie. He going crazy, y'all. Shout out to Marvin. Okay. This is the last one. This is it right here.
Bring it home, bro.
This is it right here.
No,
he said, bring it home.
Two men on, two men out.
Bring it home. Bring it motherfucking home. Oh, my goodness.
One more hit.
Now, you better get this. I think this is a little more your speed. Right here.
You might know this one, bro.
I think you might know this one.
I might know this one.
You should know this one.
See the Benz on do. When I roll 20 deep, 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. Homie ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. You watch how I move and mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. I'm out.
Why you gonna look at me?
It's in the club. They saying something about
50 you hot. They like me. They want me to love me like they love pop. No, Jeremy, no.
I love it. That's why I ain't
fucked that one up.
I tried, y'all. I see. I knew it in my head. Like Ray's boom boom.
I'm so sorry.
Fucked that up.
They did not win the game.
I'm sorry.
It was a good team effort.
He
so, I'm going to give you that. Anybody that knows Marvin Isley is good in my book.
Nah. Marvin, that's my boy.
That is so funny. No, that's hilarious. That's funny. So, again, just tell us a little bit more about the event on the 25th. One more time for the people.
Yes, man. No phones allowed. It's bussing. It's crazy. It's going to be stupid. At Tribe House, 1564 North Damon, from 9 until just come through. Tickets are on Eventbrite right now. The early bird tickets are only $30. Grab your ticket right now. Get it ASAP because they're going quick. It's going to be a 500. We're actually having an oil wrestling competition. $500 first prize winner.
Okay.
So come through, ladies. Come get... sign up for the oil wrestling competition. Come get that money, you know. It's gonna be lit. Like I said, I'm performing. Aaron Michael, come see me perform. Come enjoy. There's gonna be some dancers all night, so come enjoy the dancers. Come enjoy some.
Sections for the ballers.
You can buy.
What come with the section?
You get a
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely getting a bottle with the section. If you want, we're going to have bottles available for sale as well. So if you want more, you can definitely just get another bottle. It's going to be, you feel me,
security, so you know
420
okay,
friends.
Don't come there acting crazy.
It is, and it is.
Throw your ass out.
Yeah.
Except 420 friendly.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be 420 friendly as well. So it's going to be a whole vibe.
I'm definitely going to pull up.
It's a place where people can come in. Enjoy themselves and not have to worry about being seen all over the internet and you know, come in. No phones allowed. So just like what Aaron said earlier, no, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we're kind of having that same perspective. Shit gonna go down. So. Mm-hmm. Just
No phones allowed edition, man. Spring bash is gonna be lit. You could definitely bring your phone through. So we're not making you, you know, leave your phone in the car or nothing. We ain't the phone police. I just want to make that clear. You feel me?
I may be at the door, so that's
you feel me? So you could definitely bring your phone through.
And then the karaoke, the open mic. So that's like a reoccurring.
Every single Tuesday, okay. Tribe House, again, if y'all come through on the 25th, you'll know where Tribe House is. So every single Tuesday, Tribe House holds, they actually have they actually do stuff throughout the whole week. Tuesday, they have an open mic for artists. Wednesdays, they have Wellness Wednesdays. With Coach Dami, you work out, you actually, you know. No, you actually like get a fitness plan and work out and do all that stuff. Like, it's not even about music, it's just about being healthy, you know. Thursdays it's game night. So yeah, come through for game night. It's lit.
What y'all be playing that game,
man? They got everything. 2K, Madden,
wrestling. One of the members of Tribe, it's a membership based.
And we do karaoke Thursdays too.
One of the members of Tribe usually brings his PlayStation, you know, for everybody to come, and we just have a good time. You know, do our thing and vibe out. You know,
I love that. Absolutely love that. Ain't no games for me though, cause I don't play Madden.
There's games for you too. They got stuff too.
What games? What other games there? What's the choices?
It's they got like games on Apple TV.
No, I'm gonna ask the questions.
Games
y'all.
Everywhere, man. Like all type of games, Mario, everything. Like whatever you want to play, they probably have.
No, that sounds dope.
And legit.
To where, like, if you have children, you can. It's one. Yeah.
Okay.
If you haven't heard of Tribe House, Chicago is definitely a place for artists. It's definitely a place for curators. Check it out. It's a dope, just vibe out place to be, you know. It's a great place in the city, you know.
So
if you know, do anything, any type of business, go holler at Derek Wealthy Soul Martin, and and just talk to him, man. He has an amazing event space for. You know, people who's just trying to grind, you know, even if you got podcasting or something going on, go holler at him. He has an amazing place for, you know, people in Chicago, especially people that look like us. So, you know,
absolutely. Now, if anybody wants to join the gang, you know what I'm saying, or wants to apply or just, you know, wants to kind of get a feel for y'all, like how can they reach you? What's, you know, where can they connect with you at?
Instagram, Facebook, just hit us up at Masterplan 138318 on all platforms. Just hit us up and we'll definitely do a sit down. Like I said, we operate a lot out of Tribes as well, so we can set up a meeting there and we can do work and do business.
Nice.
You know? See us in person, you can always see us down there at Tribe, you know. Also, you know, too, believe by me being serious, you know, come serious. You really want to
come serious.
Come serious. You know, I'm not into, you know, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this. You know,
Don't be honest, nothing.
Right. You know, so come serious because we are, I'm pretty serious myself, and my team knows what I expect, so even if you don't speak with me, speaking with someone and they hold the same caliber, so they hold that same expectation to come serious.
And if y'all want to follow any of my music, y'all can follow me at aaronmichael.am, aaronmichael.am, aaronmichael.am. Go follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Whatever you got, I'm probably on. So go check me out. And fuck with me, y'all.
Facts, facts. Fuck with it, y'all. Fuck with it. I love that. They're so cool. I think y'all had a good time in the purple room.
I feel like y'all had a good time. I really enjoyed this. I did. This is a vibe. This is low key a vibe.
I felt like y'all had a good time in the purple room. But no, I really do appreciate y'all. I want to just take a moment to commend you on doing this, because we do need more entities like this around. Like, creative community, creative culture is so important, and it's relevant to pushing the world. People don't understand. A lot of shit starts here. So for you guys to start your business and do it for the right reasons, it's amazing. So I commend you as another person of the creative community. We thank you for doing it.
And it is fun, this man. We even offer workshops for the children, so, you know, for them to come and learn how to do their own thing, you know, for them to come and learn how to do what we do. You know, we have three children. Whenever I see them get around this, they are freaking out. Amazing. Nice. It's just like, two daughters that can see.
Mm. Okay, look, I know that's right. I know that's right. Tell them to slide to the purple room. No. No, but I really do appreciate that. Y'all are lit as hell. I got to give it up one more time for y'all, for sure. Thank you so much for coming on to the purple room. And make sure y'all tap in with them, okay? They tearing it up right now, Master Plan Productions. Y'all don't want to miss it. I'm going to make sure I post for the 25th, so just make sure you send me the flyer. Gotcha. And I make sure I promo gotcha. That as well. As always. Oh, you ain't gotta do that. Thank you, though. No, but I appreciate that. Appreciate all y'all for tuning in. Of course, as always, rocking with your girl, Robin E. Make sure you subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms. As always, keep it locked, because this is where it's at.
Pillow Talk.
Yay, dang.